All right, it's been 2 days with each almost a pack a day. Yesterday was a bit better. So, you know, sliding back into old habits. I'm not beating myself up about it too much. I knew this would be a process. But yeah, I think what happened was I met some friends and then we went out, and in that setting, such a trigger, have a cigarette and then another one and then another one. And then it's just a very slippery slide. I want to keep it today to 3 or 4 cigarettes. I had one so far. So I think it's doable. I'm not even feeling that much like smoking now. Of course, this can always change, as we all know. But yeah, maybe it's worth. All right, I'm just going to stand in the mirror and talk to myself now. Treat yourself like you treat your child, your best friend. There's no way you would be nonchalantly letting your kid smoke cigarettes, right? Honor and value yourself as much as you honor and value your kid. It's absolutely in your control. Yeah. You know, our brains are weird little machines. They can propel us to do all kinds of things that don't seem to make sense with our larger goals in life. And yet, in that moment, they can seem fine. But you, my dude, you got it. You can do this. I believe in you. It's a journey with ups and downs. But you're going to keep going until you arrive. And you're going to arrive there soon. It's not going to be a 10-year journey. It's not going to be a 5-year journey. Heck, it's not even going to be a 1-year journey. You want to stop smoking? You just fucking do it. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. Millions of people have done it. Millions of people are doing it. So it's absolutely within your capacity. And you want your best life. You want your best version. So come and get it and do what is required for getting it, right? And even if this feels weird, talking to yourself like this, and sometimes the words don't come, deep in your heart, you know, you got this. You can do this. This is something you really can handle, all right? I love you, my man.